AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Stock markets and oil prices are falling overseas, but not as dramatically as many had feared. Greeks voted no yesterday to financial bailout terms, and this morning the Greek finance minister quit. Banks are closed, ATMs are stocked with very little money. Many are worried that bankrupt Greece may be about to leave the eurozone and revert to its own currency. Financial analyst Megan Green.
Greek banks have about 500 million euros in liquidity right now, as of today, and Greeks are withdrawing about 300 million euros a day. So unless those capital controls are tightened, Greek banks will be out of cash entirely in a matter of days.
Wall Street is poised for some losses at the open, with both Dow futures and the broader S&P 500 futures down 0.7%. The American women are soccer's best, the World Cup title winners after beating Japan 5-2 last night in Vancouver. Team USA captain Carly Lloyd hasn't been to sleep yet. Our Matt Small reports.
Carly Lloyd rewrote the Women's World Cup record book with three goals in the first 16 minutes during last night's 5-2 victory over Japan.
It just unleashed off my foot.
Team USA's captain tells CBS This Morning about making that shot from midfield that resulted in her historic third goal.
Instincts kicked in and I just went for it.
The 32-year-old who won the Golden Ball is the most outstanding player in last night's championship match, becomes the first woman to score a hat trick in the World Cup final, a hat trick faster than any other in women's or men's World Cup history.
This is a moment we will never, ever forget.
I'm Matt Small.
South Carolina lawmakers are returning from their July 4th holiday, ready to come up with a specific plan to take down the Confederate flag from the State House. The Grateful Dead broke the record for the most ticket sales at Chicago's Soldier Field with their farewell concert last night. 71,000 tickets sold. This is AP Radio News. Our Margie Zarletta's got more on the Grateful Dead's goodbye concert.
You know it's a big deal if even the president and the Empire State Building weigh in on a band's farewell performance. President Barack Obama sent his best wishes to the Grateful Dead's three concerts in Chicago. Saturday's show featured the band performing U.S. blues in front of a video screen showing the Empire State Building in New York, synchronizing its tower lights to the song. Trey Anastasio of Phish and Bruce Hornsby were among the guest performers. Soldier Field was where Jerry Garcia last performed with the Dead in 1995. Margie Zarletta, Chicago.
The dino movie Jurassic World is still number one at the movies. Pixar's Inside Out was a very close second. Magic Mike and The Terminator were third and fourth at the movies over the weekend. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.